No, honey, this isn't canceled until it's canceled. Queer as Pop, Episode 9. Welcome. Shout out to all the new listeners and the old listeners who have stayed with me. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. You guys, I gotta apologize for not uploading the episode last week. I had already recorded it, but I was not on the right set of mind. And it turned out to be not a really good episode, so that's why I didn't release it. Sorry, you guys. Last week, it was not a good week, but I'm back again. With good spirits and with lots of tea, honey. And on that note, like every week, I'm gonna do a quick rundown on the hot topics of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for British singer Jessie J competed on a reality singing competition.
Oh, wow.
The show, simply titled Singer 2018, is China's most popular televised singing competition. For this latest season, the series made some changes, allowing famous performers from different parts of the world to perform against each other. 1 billion people. Yes, honey. 1/7 of the world population caught the show's finale, where Jessie J slayed the competition with her rendition of I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. It was an amazing performance. I think this is amazing because A, it's great marketing for her, being China a great place to have an audience. And V, every artist, if you notice, has this competition thing in their bucket list. Beyonce, Britney, they all lost when they participated in one. So this really shows you it's never too late to be humble and be fairly judged by an audience. Congratulations to Jessie J on winning. You can watch her performances on Singer 2018 on YouTube. My personal favorite was her rendition of Reflection by Christina Aguilera. Oh my god, I was crying my eyes out. That's how good a performance that was. Britney received a Vanguard Award for her support of the LGBT community during the GLAAD Awards Gala this month. Ricky Martin gave her the award and she did a little speech.
I feel like our society has always put such an emphasis on what's normal, and to be different is unusual or seen as strange. But to be accepted unconditionally and to be able to express yourself as an individual through art is such a blessing. Events like this, the one we are attending here tonight, show the world that we're not alone. We can all join hands together here and know that we are all beautiful. And we can lift each other up and show our gifts without hesitation. Being a mother has shown me what it means to love unconditionally, and you are all in this room have showed me throughout my career what it means to be loved unconditionally. It's such an honor to be here, and thank you so much, GLAAD, and thank you to the LGBTQ community and my family and all of my friends and fans. I love you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations to Britney. She is one example that it gets better, people. It gets better.
Go to the light. Go to the light and see Jesus.
Khloe Kardashian finally had a baby. But honey, a week before that, TMZ leaked footage of the baby father, Tristan Thompson, cheating on her. The Cleveland Cavaliers player appeared on a video dated back in October where he can be seen kissing two women. On two recent videos, he was spotted leaving a hotel with an Instagram model / New York bartender. And on the other one, he was really close to a girl in a party. And also, there were pictures of him trying to keep it in the down low with another girl who allegedly follows him city to city. All of this is allegedly, of course. Girl, let me tell you something. Let's not act that this doesn't happen. Because I know men who have cheated on their pregnant ladies. So yes, men are trash. That's a fucking fact.
And I'm disgusting.
But Chloe girl, how you get them is how you lose them. Chloe got with Tristan when his ex-girlfriend was 5 months pregnant. So this is some karma for your inflated ass. Chloe.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Beyonce killed Coachella and slayed Beychella for 2 weekends in a row. The show was amazing. She performed her biggest hits for 2 hours straight while recreating the historical black college experience, which cannot exist without a marching band. Jay-Z was there, J Balvin was there, Solange was there twerking and dancing, and finally, Destiny's Child got information. Michelle, as always, offbeat. But if I had the boyfriend she has, I will be walking offbeat too, honey. Oh, honey. That's a fucking hot fella. Oh, honey. Oh, yes. There were no new songs like people anticipated, but she delivered as always. She does it like nobody. I can totally say she is the new king of pop. Andy Cohen, aka Coco Puffington, has said he cannot get on Grindr because when he uploads a picture, the app tells him it might be fake, so he cannot log in. Sorry to hear that, Andy. But hey, congratulations to the New York gays. They won't have to stumble upon that hot mess. Disgusting! Nicki Minaj released 2 new songs called Barbie Tings and Chun-Li. Amazing tracks, by the way. But she went on a radio interview talking about her problem with Cardi B.
And he texted me and he said, is it okay to put Cardi on it? And I still have the text on my phone. Where I said, yeah, let's do it. And that's the only story I told. You know, I said exactly how it came about. Mm. And when it was time to clear the air about that, no one did that. All of them allowed me to look like I lied. And, you know, even with the scheduling conflict, you know, with the current Nicki hate train, they all knew that. And you still did interviews and y'all all still jumped around that. And just to paint Nicki as the bad person so that you could play the victim. That really, really hurt me.
And that...
Because I really... fully supported her, and up until this recent interview that she did, I had never seen her show me genuine love in an interview. And I could just imagine how many girls wish they could have been on a song with Nicki Minaj.
Your tone seems very pointed right now.
Nicki has a lot of nerve to be talking about not getting the respect that she deserves when she basically left Lil' Kim like roadkill.
A long time ago, and if he tell you that this is not true, he's lying. But I played a record for Slim called Automatic, Saint-Tropez dance type of record. It's mm-hmm. 3 years ago I played him this record. Mm-hmm. On her new album, she has a song called Automatic, and the song is so similar to the song that I played for Slim. The whole sound that I brought to the table, because when Slim was like, what you working on? Let me see it, you know, here, where you going with it? She was still doing whatever she was doing when she first came out, the way she was rapping. I brought a whole new sound. Next thing you know, I never had a problem with her. I was always nice with her. Always. She was a very obnoxious person, but I was always nice with her. Every single record she's made was coming at me. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody who's smart with a brain, everybody who knows music knows damn well in that Puffy record she was coming at me. I didn't say nothing about this chick. She was coming at me and all these records that she was doing, the Jay and Kanye records. I didn't say nothing. She wanted to be the only female out there. So when Baby and them said, we're not effing with this chick because you can't stand next to her, she loved it. Because she didn't want to stand next to me.
I don't believe all this mess. She just couldn't stand the fact that people really love Cardi B. Which, by the way, she also had an amazing performance at Coachella with strippers included, you guys. It was wild. Nicki Minaj is the queen of rap. But the fact that she has to go after everyone, it seems like she's sweating, bitch. It seems like she's sweating.
Wig squeezing her brain.
The video for Barbie Tings is going to be released soon. Both singles are available everywhere. Excuse me. Is anybody watching American Idol? Over here? No? Over here? No? Over there? No, nobody's watching? Oh, okay. Sorry, Katie. Nobody cares. Tinashe finally released her fucking album, Joyride, which had been pushed back since 2015. And while she is an amazing performer, I'm sorry girl, but it's not a good album. I thought it was gonna have bops like Super Love, Company, Player. I thought it was gonna be upbeat and fun and sexy and girly, but it is so depressing and slow. Oh my god, it is not a good album, but if you wanna listen to it, it's available everywhere. On really sad news, EDM artist, DJ and producer Avicii has died at the age of 28. According to a statement from his representative, it says, "It is with profound sorrow that we announce the loss of Tim Bergling, also known as Avicii. He was found dead in Muscat, Oman, this Friday afternoon. The family is devastated as we ask everyone to please respect their need for privacy in this difficult time. No further statements will be given." Avicii retired from performing last year, following a battle with pancreatitis. You guys, we have to enjoy life. It is so short and you don't know when it's gonna happen, when it's gonna be your turn. Who would have known that someone so young will end up like this? I'm so sorry for the loss of Avicii, and oh, the dance floor is not gonna be the same without him. I will remember him forever for the very first song I've heard of him, Levels. Rest in peace, Avicii. In another sad news, Bern Troyer, aka Mini-Me from the Austin Powers franchise, has passed away at 49 years old. His family posted on Instagram, "It is with great sadness and incredibly heavy hearts to cry that Bern passed away. Bern was an extremely caring individual. He wanted to make everyone smile, be happy and laugh. Anybody in need, he will help at any extent possible. Bern hoped he made a positive change with the platform he had and worked towards spreading that message every day. Bern was also a fighter when it came to his own battles. Over the years, he struggled and won, struggled and won, struggled and fought some more, but this time it was too much. Depression and suicide are very serious issues. You never know what kind of battle someone is going through inside. Be kind to one another and always know it's never too late to reach out to someone for help." It really breaks my heart when people who have given us so much joy and happiness over the years are the ones who are suffering in silence. A lot of people who just cannot do it, even if they bring so much joy to the world. And if you are in that kind of dark place. Please seek help. It is never too late to change your life and live it to the fullest. And I'm openly telling y'all, if you who are listening, if you need someone to talk to, you can message me online and I will gladly talk to you. It is not fair that good people are going through this. The family says, in lieu of flowers, please feel free to make a donation in Vern's name to either of his two favorite charities, the Starkey Hearing Foundation and Best Buddies. Rest in peace, Minimi. Austin Powers will never be the same without you. Mariah Carey revealed that she has bipolar disorder. She told in an exclusive interview with People magazine, "Until recently, I lived in denial and isolation and in constant fear someone will expose me. It was too heavy a burden to carry and I simply couldn't do that anymore. I've received treatment, I put positive people around me and I got back to doing what I love, writing songs and making music." She was diagnosed in 2001 for bipolar 2 disorder, which involves periods of depression as well as hypomania, which is less severe than the mania associated with bipolar 1 disorder, but it can still cause irritability, sleeplessness, and hyperactivity. She says, "For a long time, I thought I have a severe sleep disorder, but it wasn't normal insomnia, and I wasn't lying awake counting sheep. I was working and working and working. I was irritable and in constant fear of letting people down. It turns out that I was experiencing a form of mania. Eventually, I would just hit a wall. I guess my depressive episodes were characterized by having very low energy. I will feel so lonely and sad, even guilty that I wasn't doing what I needed to be doing for my career." I'm so glad more people are talking about their mental disorders and their mental stabilities, because it is a fact that we all have something that interrupts our lives in some kind of way. It could be either physically, mentally, emotionally, socially. We all have a little struggle that we have to wake up to every day. I myself sometimes have episodes of depression, and to add up, sometimes I have anxiety. So it is a struggle for everyone, and don't lie to yourself if you are having problems and seek help. For once, ask yourself, what will Mariah do? And on some Drag Race tea, we sadly had to see two great drag queens go. First was Dusty Ray Bottoms, and this last week was Mayhem Miller. As you might remember, Mayhem Miller has auditioned for the fucking show for every fucking season, and finally she got in. But sadly, this was not her week. Eureka won the acting challenge as usual, but for me, Miss Cracker killed it. Like, every fucking week she is killing it, and I don't know what else she has to do. To me, she's going to win. I'm Team Vixen because I like a problematic bitch, but Miss Cracker is going full force. Full force. I didn't think Eureka was going to last this long, but I guess
there's room for everybody, let's just say that.
This season is really hard for me because I'm trying my best not to read the spoilers on Reddit. It's really hard to not foresee what's gonna happen soon. I think Monet Exchange is gonna fuck it up this next week or the next one to come, because she is not giving us what we thought she was gonna give. Bob the Drag Queen version, meh. But I'm hoping next week Eureka goes, because I cannot stand her.
Oh, at all.
Blair Sinclair, oh my god, she is amazing. I thought she was gonna fuck it up in some way or another, but she is also bringing it. Cameron Michaels, Oh my god, he's so hot. You can watch RuPaul's Drag Race every fucking Thursday on BH1. On this week's episode, I want to talk about people that copycat, aka the people who copy the things that you do. Has this ever happened to you? Do you know people who suddenly change behavior, activities, or even their careers out of nowhere? I have. It's story time. A couple of years ago, I used to have a friend. Let's call him Tom. Well, we were really good friends and we used to hang out and kiki and whatnot. One day, I decided to invite him to this new nightclub I discovered downtown. This was back when I lived in Mexico City. It was a new place, kinda underground-ish. He was really not into it, but still decided to go with me. We had a good gay old time, lots of dancing, lots of drinking, and when I asked him if he had liked the place, he literally said, "It's okay, I guess." I took that as if he didn't like the place, and I'm not the one that likes to push people into doing things they don't want to. So I didn't invite him again. Fast forward to a month later, I decided to go to the same club. I didn't tell him I was gonna go because I knew he wouldn't want to. I decided to go alone. The face crack of the century when I arrived at the spot. Guess who was there with a bunch of his friends? Yes, Tom himself. I went up to him and I said, "Hi." He was already drunk, so he was happy to see me laughing and dancing, having a great time. So I decided to hang out with them. Later that night, I was talking with a friend of his and she told me, "Oh my god, I love this place." And I was like, "I know, right?" And then she says, "Yeah, I cannot believe Tom found out about this place. He said he was hanging out with the owner or something, and that to get access, there was a lot of texting and emailing involved. Really exclusive shit. Can you believe it?" Now, you might think I was gonna make a scene, but no. I'm not that type of person who likes to confront people for petty shit. One thing that I learned from years of watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey is that you don't flip tables and you don't interrupt a christening. This was his bar mitzvah into coolness, and I really didn't want to hang around with someone who lied on something so dumb and stupid. He will forever be a copycat. We stopped being friends, not because of that, but it was just the last straw of that fake kind of behavior that really irks me from some people. Because that was not the first thing he did. He started talking like me, hanging out more with my friends. I didn't explain anything to him. I just decided, you know what, I'm not gonna talk to him anymore, and I have not spoken to him ever since. It's not that I think it's wrong to copy people. You might say, "Oh, but your podcast is not original. Other people are doing the same thing as you." I know. I started making my podcast after listening to a Mexican pop culture radio show and the I Seem Fun podcast by comedian Jen Kirkman. It's part of the human experience to copy others to be the best version of ourselves. The problem is when it's really obvious that the other person is doing the exact same gig as you. Same ideas, same things, same projects, sometimes same language. I've met people who say phrases from an old television show, and while they tend to act like they invented those jokes, I totally see where they stole those ideas from. However, we should understand that everything has a scientific explanation. Through biological programming, we imitate other people's actions, and in doing so, we come to adopt their internal feelings. There are five factors that play part in this. Number one, empathy. We like to imagine how other people are feeling and therefore wanting to experience the same feeling. Number two, pro-social behavior. We imitate people that surround us, so we can communicate better with each person. Number 3. Craving. Sometimes some actions trigger us to do something we are seeing. For example, when you see a person enjoying a slice of pizza, suddenly you want the fucking pizza. Number 4. Happiness. Evidence suggests that a person is 15% more likely to be happy if that person is directly connected to someone who is happy. So if you are hanging out with people with shitty personalities, there's a great chance you might be on your way to become one. And number 5. Trauma. If a parent, a family member, or a close friend had a rough patch in life, therefore having some kind of PTSD, we become vulnerable to their emotional state and we take it all in as our own trauma. Having said that, I don't want to get serious into this whole topic because we have to understand it's human nature. However, there's always people who take it to the extreme, honey. Oh, honey. If you dress a certain way, they start dressing alike. If you talk a certain way, they suddenly talk like you. If you have a fucking hobby, they fucking can't get a hobby of their own and start doing exactly what you came into this world to do. Those motherfuckers. So what can we do? If you are a copycat, fuck you. If you are an original individual and you came into this life to be your own person, not the creation of bits and pieces of your friends, I got some rules for you. I got no rules, I count them. Rule number 1. Don't share your fucking secrets with the fucking copycat. They will steal every fucking idea you get and jump on the opportunity to do it before you. So don't say shit, bitch. Rule number 2. Do it better. When you start noticing they are trying to recreate your shit, let them be reductive. Make it better. Make it bigger. And make it your thing. Do things you know for a fact they cannot do. Rule number 3, bitch. Trick them into believing they're original. Tell them what is better for them and trick them into believing they came up with their own shit. Slowly shift them into a different direction so they start copying others and not you. Rule number 4. Talk shit up. Sometimes we got friends who truly copy us because they want to hang out with us. Stay with those friends because they admire you and someday they will find their own lifestyle. We all done it. However, if you got some nasty fucking kind of friend who just do it for being a cunt, talk to them and tell them like it is. Oh my god, I really love you as a friend, but I can continue to hang out or talk to you about these things because you just steal my ideas and I don't appreciate that at all. So if you cannot stop copying me, I cannot be your friend anymore. There's millions of people in the world and millions of people who will kill to have a friend like you. If they don't appreciate it, they can suck it. Bottom line, bitch. Yes. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But in a world where everybody wants to look like a fucking Kardashian or some Instagram famous guy who has their eyebrows on fleek, let's try to be the few of those people who can, in fact, be original. Have your own private playlist of singers nobody knows of. Shop in stores people have not gotten to know. Go to nightclubs alone where you can meet brand new people. Make a name of yourself by not following trends like a fucking sheep.
Be yourself, bitch. Step your pussy up, honey. Get a job. own a business, bitch. Suck a dick.
Oh, wow.
Life is short, bitch. And it's better to live by the beat of your own drum than living the life of another person. And now it's time for the queer fact. I came across an amazing song from the 1920s, an era where there were lots of references about sexuality and entertainment, especially in music and films.
Oh, wow.
That era is known as pre-code Hollywood, before the censorship guidelines that came around 1934. One of the new discussed topics was homosexuality and the blurred gender roles, things that were starting to become more acceptable at that time. The song that I'm talking about is Masculine Women, Feminine Men, a tune that pokes fun at this topic. Here's a little bit of that song by Irving Kaufman.
Masculine women, feminine men, which is the rooster, which is the hen? It's hard to tell them apart today and say, sister is busy learning to shave, brother just loves his permanent wave. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, girls were girls and boys were boys when I was a top. Now we don't know who is who or even what's what. Knickers and trousers, baggy and wide, nobody knows who's walking inside those masculine women and feminine men.
I don't know about y'all, but it's a fucking funny song. Imagine if someone released this song today. The outrage will be crazy. Oh, how the world has changed. And now it's time for the gag of the week. This week's gag is, oh god, a British guy named Scott Purdy spoke to the Daily Mail to say that his sexual orientation changed after taking Lyrica and Pregabalin. Purdy was taking the pain relief medicine after an accident, and then 4 or 5 days later, he says he was no longer attracted to the opposite sex, which was awkward for his girlfriend. He says, I have never been interested in men. When I was younger, I was a little bit curious, but a couple of weeks after I started taking it, I turned around and said I didn't find her physically attracted anymore. She was really understanding as you could possibly be. On top of that, his father also spoke out, saying, I know my son, and we have always just assumed he was bisexual. As it turns out, he is gay. It's just who he was, even when he was younger. A parent knows their child. I don't know why he has waited to come out with all of this. His whole life has been a lie. He went on to appear on ITV's This Morning, where an NHS professional told him that those feelings were probably already there. Those fucking pills help with anxiety. So he basically took a pill that erased the fear he had, but he swears on his life that those pills made him gay. Oh my god, you guys, so embarrassing.
That is not correct.
What people do for fame these days is amazing. Well, now you know, people, some of us are kind of stupid when it comes to coming out, because this is not the way I would want to come out and be remembered on national television. Mm-mm-mm. And last but not least, the word of the day. The word of the day is beard. Beard is slang that means the significant other half of a person of the opposite sex who is gay. A beard is used to make the world think the gay partner is straight. That means if you are a closet gay and you get with a woman, she is your beard.
How you doing?
A famous couple that allegedly had this agreement was Ricky Martin and Mexican philanthropist Rebecca de Alba. They dated on and off and on and off for years until he eventually came out. I need to say allegedly because he doesn't confirm that on his book, but she knew. This is not exclusive for famous people. You might know someone who is faking their marriage to hide the fact that one of them is gay. In some cases, even both. Please, you guys, don't do it. It's better to live your life to the fullest and not deceiving the world. Lies eat you up inside. Don't be a closet case, girl.
Oh, at all.
And we come to the end of this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. If this is the first time you're listening, don't forget to subscribe. You can follow me on Twitter at Wally Fox. That's Wally FOXX _. I'm gonna be next week with a new episode of Queer as Pop. I will see you next week. Please take care of yourself, and I hope you have a poppin' week.